This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Emergency officials in southern China have now upgraded the rainstorm alert in advance of Typhoon Nauge to the second highest level. A number of tidal stations off Hainan, Guangdong, and Fujian are expected to see tides exceeding safety levels. Nauge is currently located over the South China Sea, about 350 kilometers from Sanya. Tourists planning to go into southern China are being warned to be flexible with their travel plans, given that both sea and air travel could be affected. The wreckage of a coach that plunged into a ravine in Hubei has now been recovered. 16 people were killed in that crash. 19 others were hurt after the coach they were in plunged over 10 meters into a ravine over the weekend. No more casualties have been found inside the wreckage. The group, made up of friends and family of the driver, were on their way to a picnic when the accident happened. European Union's top economic official now says that they're going over the books now that it appears Greece isn't likely to reach its economic goals this year. Greece's revelation is now calling into question whether Athens is going to receive the next installment of its EU IMF bailout. Greece doesn't receive 8 billion euros by mid-October. The country could go bankrupt, leaving the government unable to pay either pensions or government salaries. The Greek cabinet's draft budget for next year has revealed that the government also believes the economy is going to remain in recession next year. An Italian court has now cleared 24-year-old American Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend of murder. The two were convicted of killing British student Meredith Kircher back in 2007. The pair have maintained their innocence throughout. The court has now quashed the convictions after independent forensic investigators sharply criticized police scientific evidence. The sister of Amanda Knox, Diana, spoke to reporters shortly after her sister was released.
We're thankful that Amanda's nightmare is over. She suffered for 4 years for a crime that she did not commit. We are thankful for our lawyers. Not only did they defend her brilliantly, but they also loved her. We are thankful, though, for the support we have received from all over the world. People who took the time to research the case and could see that Amanda and Raphael, they were innocent.
Looking pale and tense as the sentence was read out in a packed courtroom, Knox was eventually led away in tears and close to collapse by police officers. Italian prosecutors can appeal the latest court ruling. However, if Knox returns to the United States as expected, she will have to be extradited if the charges are to be refiled. Fighting is once again flaring up in the city of Sirte in Libya. 8 fighters with Libya's ruling National Transitional Council have been killed and another 39 wounded in the fighting. The resumption of the fighting comes after a slight 2-day reprieve to allow people to get out of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown. Meantime, leaders of the National Transitional Council have now named a new cabinet. Cabinet members are promising to step down after the country is fully secured. Selection of the new cabinet puts to an end weeks of political infighting among members of the NTC. At the same time, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, the head of the National Transitional Council, also promising to name a new transitional government within a month after they declare liberation. The Nobel Committee has now decided to give out its annual award for medicine posthumously. Normally, the Nobel Prizes are not awarded to people who are dead. However, the committee has now decided to give out the award to Ralph Steinman. Steinman, a Canadian scientist who helped develop a new cancer therapy based on his research into the body's immune system, died at virtually the same time the Nobel Committee announced that he had won the award. As such, the committee has decided that Steinman, who had been treating his own cancer with the same therapy he pioneered, will share the award with 2 other researchers. 2 Chinese experts have now been honored at the International Astronautical Congress in South Africa. Liu Jiyuan, an expert in carrier rockets and strategic missile technologies, has become the first Chinese citizen to win the Von Karman Award. It's the highest honor the International Academy of Astronautics gives out. Another Chinese expert, Wang Liheng, has also won the Mihailo Yangel Medal, an honor given by Ukraine to those who contribute to space rocket development and international cooperation in space exploration. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.